So, Madam Deputy Prime Minister Majara, what two major challenges are facing people of Lesotho in leveraging trade agreement to support women entrepreneurs? And what do you think the strategies or policies are to surmount these challenges?
The challenges are the ones I've just mentioned. Lack of opportunities, lack of access to information, lack of access to technology, because ICT is the way to go these days. So if women can't access modern technology, it becomes doubly difficult for them because the whole world has gone digital. It becomes doubly difficult if they don't have the legislation. They don't, information on what arrangements and agreements are out there so that they can leverage that knowledge to assist them start up their businesses or grow them, and to also enter into international markets. Also, as a strategy, because we are a member to the, we conform to the Convention 190 of the International Labour Organization, which safeguards their rights and to eradicate violence and harassment, because there's also that at the workplace, as well as in the private sector, because it's a very competitive industry. So we have tried to, like I said, legislate toward protecting rights, as well as matters like domestic and sexual harassment at the workplace. So these are some of the barriers we're trying to break through legislatives and other measures.
Now, in December 2022, I had an interview with the Prime Minister of Lesotho, your boss, about unemployment and challenges the textile industries in Lesotho are facing, which AGOA supports. What is the current situation? Though I learned that the U.S. Congress has tabled a bill for AGOA extension.
Actually, we have had a big loss in the textile industries, which is another industry that was employing many of our communities, especially after the COVID-19, because most of the companies closed down and many people lost their jobs. Not just those who were employed in the textile industries, but also businesses like, you know, hair salons, because of the COVID-19 protocols which we had to observe. So most businesses had to close down. But we are hoping that with the likely extension of the AGOA, we will be able to revitalize the textile industry, because it is also one of the biggest employers in the country, amongst other things. So AGOA will help us, because we are getting demands for clothing and textile. But with the factories closed, with no one running those factories, what remains for us, if the AGOA is extended, is to train our own people, especially those who have been employed in the factories, to actually be the managers and owners of those factories as well, whilst we are still to engage foreign direct investors to come again and reinvest in our textile industries. But our AGOA is a much needed injection into the textile industry again.
As the first female Chief Justice of the Kingdom of Lesotho and the first female Deputy Prime Minister in the same kingdom, what would be your message to women in Lesotho who look up to you and those in Africa and beyond about what you have achieved so far in helping move the Kingdom of Lesotho forward?
My message to other women, not just in Lesotho, but across the world, is for women to know that anything is possible. If we can make it and actually gun for leadership positions, because it is only us as women who fully understands some of the barriers to us to gain all these opportunities, or to get entry into trade, to get access to information, access to basically everything that improves our livelihoods. So it is very important for women not to shy away from taking up these big leadership positions. It is not easy. It is very challenging. It is overwhelming, but it is doable. And we can do a lot for other women but we have to be properly placed in leadership positions in order for us to make a positive, bring a positive change to our girl children, to other women.